Crucifixions are showing up in Syria's rebel strongholds. A Delhi slum fire wipes out part of a community, and an aviation ministry is soaring to new heights. We'll explain how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Islamic extremists in Raqqa, Syria blew up Twitter this week by sending out photos of two crucified men. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners says,
"We've heard of this happening quite a bit in Syria. It hasn't been getting covered on major networks. I've seen occasional stories, but when I first heard this story, it reminded me of one that I'd heard, sadly, 2 weeks ago."
The slain men were Muslims belonging to a rival faction. It seems nobody's safe from the wrath of the Islamic State of Iraq, or ISIS, in Levant. And yet,
this week, despite all the bad news, we heard the good news that an influential imam had come to faith in Christ. So the gospel is growing in Syria.
Christians are being targeted. In Raqqa, an Islamist stronghold, they're being forced to pay a protection tax or be killed.
Pray for the believers to be strong and bold. We pray for the Lord to continue to move in the midst of this worst humanitarian crisis in the last 30 years.
It's a complex story, but find details at our website. Next, the civil war in Syria continues, now approaching 1,200 days. 1 million refugees have fled to Lebanon, escaping the violence, but not the hunger. World Renew's food voucher program is providing not only food, but also an economic boost. 10,000 people receive vouchers through the church networks in Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon. World Renew has a way for everybody to be a part of their outreach. If you can help, we'll connect you through a link at our website. This is Mission Network News. What if your religious freedom was hanging on the outcome of your nation's elections? That's kind of the case in India. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains.
It's a little different than here in America because religion and politics are so closely intertwined in India. So change is in the air, and the change seems to be leaning in favor of those politicians and forces that are not friendly to Christians.
India is now entering into its final stages of general elections. A Hindu nationalist candidate is favored to win.
Some people are saying that this election will result in people in control who will push through a nationwide anti-conversion law.
Mission India is holding an International Day of Prayer for India on May 7th. To join in, visit our website.
We're dividing the day up into 15-minute periods and asking people to sign up to pray for India during that time for the Lord's intervention.
Elsewhere, last week, a fire in Delhi, India, burned more than 600 slum homes made of cardboard and tin. 900 families were affected, and casualties have yet to be determined. Causes under investigation. Baptist Global Response, along with local believers, is helping those who've lost everything, as well as sharing the story of Jesus with them. You can help care for the survivors by giving. They need the comfort of prayer, too. We'll connect you with the details at our website. And a new aviation program is taking off in Guatemala. Founder of Paradise Bound Ministries, Dan Smith, shares the value of reaching out by plane.
Mission aviation is something that our Lord has utilized around the world to be able to reach his awaiting souls, to be able to get into remote villages, and to be able to speed the gospel of Jesus Christ in ways that you just can't do along the ground.
Starting an aviation outreach will allow Paradise Bound to help in medical emergencies and support missionaries in hard-to-reach locations.
The time is now for mission aviation in Guatemala, and we've taken that to heart. We've prayed through it. God has given us that. And so right now we are seeking donations of or gifts toward the aircraft.
You can find details at our website. There's one way you can help right now.
Prayer is the thing that we need most because that is what opens the doors. That's what gets a hold of someone else's heart.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or sign up to get the new and improved e-news blast, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the banner ad at the top, fill out the information, and voila, you're all signed up. I'm Greg Yoder.